I am not sure what happened to the heat. It was warm in here when I came in this morning, and now it's not. So I am not offended if you need to move, to jump up and down, or whatever, to stay warm. We should have the ushers bring hot coals for our feet. Just pretend you're in the colonial period, and we're in church together. Well, I don't know if you were there or not, but the Celtic Music fundraiser Friday night was classic St. Matthew's. It was joyful and festive. It was laid back, and there was lots of delicious food. The desserts were amazing. Pistachio brownies. Nancy Hall made these chocolate leprechaun hats. I don't know how she did that. We had apple cake. We had cheesecake. We had amazing desserts. We have so many left downstairs. A hospitality team led by Nancy, Liz Morrison's decorative genius, and a Cracker Jack team of ushers and counters ensured that everything went smoothly and everyone was welcomed. Thank you. We had visitors from the neighborhood, and we also had friends and spouses of parishioners. I think that the event helped everyone who was there get a glimpse of the future I believe God is bringing forth here, a vision of people coming together in our newly renovated parish hall to connect with others, to feast, to have important conversations, to listen to music, to hear a speaker. And all of this supported by the hospitality of our faith community. Those who came were in turn generous to St. Matthew's. We raised almost $3,000. Today is Generosity Sunday, and I could spend hours sharing stories about your generosity, the generosity I have been witness to these past 14 years, and it's just tremendous. A few things come to mind immediately, and then I'll try to stop there. Like the way you rallied 2 weeks after I got here to pull together a funeral for Beatrice Garibanda, where we hosted 500 people, and the funeral home director said, "You are in violation of the fire code laws." We had so many people in this space, or all the people who share their time and gifts at the Blue House Boutique, Loaves and Fishes, or Project Home each year. Or perhaps all the food, cards, emails, calls, and prayers that surround parishioners who are struggling or have lost a loved one. Or the $900,000 we raised in a short period of time to renovate our kitchen and parish hall and replace that loud 20-year-old lift so visitors could be welcomed as Christ. When I think about your generosity, both what everyone sees as well as all the things that I have the privilege of seeing that others don't get to see, the ways you each share God's generosity here and during the week with others, I am inspired. I do want to mention two people today who embody what the spiritual practice of generosity looks like because they celebrated their 68th wedding anniversary yesterday. So I think that means that they were married at 2 years old, and that is... That is Karen and Ray Gerst. We love you. We love you, Karen and Ray. You are always there for us. Whenever there's a need, you are always there. You embody the spiritual practice of generosity. Gratitude is one of the spiritual practices in St. Matthew's Way of Jesus. And gratitude is something that inspires generosity. In today's gospel lesson from Luke, Jesus heals 10 lepers as he's traveling through the region between Samaria and Galilee. Only one of them, a Samaritan, returns to thank him. If you take a close look at the verbs in this story, you'll see a series of actions or choices that the Samaritan leper made. But interestingly, not the others. He saw that he was healed. He turned back, praised God, and prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Saw, turned, praised, prostrated, and thanked. Let's take a moment to look at each of these actions because they're important. To begin with, the grateful leper saw that he was healed. Jesus told the 10 lepers to show themselves to the priests, and as they traveled to see the priests, they were made clean. I can imagine that the lepers moved quickly, hoping this journey would lead to healing. For as lepers, they were viewed as unclean and contagious, even cursed by God. They were the people you saw and quickly turned the other way, the way people you saw and averted your glance, like the equivalent of today's homeless population or carriers of the Ebola virus. Like them, lepers were socially isolated. So it's surprising that when they were healed, only one former leper turned back to say thank you. In fact, by prostrating himself at Jesus' feet, he was engaging in an act of worship. So maybe, as was recognized at the Faith Forum discussion early this morning, that was the only leper who saw Jesus as God. How many times are we so busy that we forget or fail to say thank you to God or others? To thank God for the most basic aspects of life, the things that are so easy to take for granted, like breathing or getting out of bed in the morning, until that's something that's hard to do. The Jews of Jesus' day despised the Samaritans. While the Samaritans were Jews, they also had a foot in the Gentile world. The region of Samaria was where the northern Israelite tribes once lived. They separated from Judah or the southern kingdom in the 10th century, and they did that to establish a rival monarchy in the north. 2 centuries later, these tribes were conquered by the Assyrian Empire, which facilitated the entry of distant Mesopotamian peoples into that northern kingdom, the former northern kingdom. This resulted in centuries of intermarriage. Over time, the Samaritans developed their own religious traditions and a separate place of worship. So here, as in the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus is asking his followers to see their enemy or the person they wish to avoid as an agent of God's love. Further, the person who threatens and unnerves Jesus' followers and fellow Jews is the one able to demonstrate what gratitude looks like. Generosity comes from gratitude, from knowing that God will never leave or forsake us, and that God will continually challenge us to become our best selves, seeing our former enemy's humanity, forgiving others, and forgiving ourselves. The God of Jesus Christ is not a tribal God, not a God of one particular group of people, but a universal God, desiring the welfare of all people, those we like, those we avoid, and those we despise. And for that, we can give thanks. For 14 years, I've been working with you to build on the foundation that the Reverend Grant Abbott and so many others laid for us, getting St. Matthew's out into the community and developing a congregation of people from all over the world to feast with, learn from, and be in communion with. I have been partnering with God and you to create the church that I always wanted to go to, a church where people laugh often, support each other through all the seasons of life, treasure children, care about the wider community, especially those who are most vulnerable, and where there is a healthy balance of prayer and action. I've always wanted to be part of a faith community where people came from a variety of cultural, racial, socioeconomic, and theological backgrounds, and then come together in Christ, seeking greater understanding and reconciliation in a divided world. In this way, we are participating in, witnessing to, and providing a foretaste of God's kingdom. These are just a few of the reasons why Dwight and I support St. Matthew's with our time, our gifts, and our financial resources. We prioritize St. Matthew's in our giving because, as Dwight says, and he visits churches all over this country, there's no place like St. Matthew's. This is a very special faith community, a place of hope for so many mainline Christians. It is a place that raises up spiritual leaders for the wider church and community, and that offers God's hospitality to the many, many people who pass through our doors. It is a community that comes together to pray and serve, and then go forth and serve as bearers of Christ's life, light, and love all over the cities during the week. In a few minutes, we will give thanks to God for what God has done for us as we participate together in the Eucharist, the great Thanksgiving feast. On this day, Generosity Sunday 2019, I give thanks to God for each of you and for the God who has brought us together to be part of something much larger than ourselves. Amen.